We work with the sitting posture, the action of walking, following the inhalation and the exhalation of the breath. These are all to help establish the attention and the reality of the present. Any kind of meditation object that we use, listening to the inner sound, the breathing, using a mantra, buddho, feeling the presence of the posture. These are all simple tools directed towards establishing the attention in a steady, firm, complete way. Helping the attention not to be distracted by memories, ideas, plans, sounds that we hear, or any other sense object, to train the attention to rest steadily, clearly, here with the present reality. And as that attention is well established so that it sustains itself, whether it's sitting or walking, standing, lying down, whether we're eating or carrying out our chores, walking from one place to another, then we'll see that when this quality of mindfulness and wisdom, satipanya, is established, there's a clear attention, an awareness of the arising and passing moods and feelings. We notice feeling energetic, feeling sleepy, feeling inspired, feeling regret, feeling sadness, feeling irritation. The mind knows its own moods, arising, taking shape, dissolving. When our attention is distracted, then very often we believe the content of the mood. This is bad, that is good, this is interesting, that's annoying. The attention is drawn by the content and believes in it, getting tied up in a memory, an idea, an opinion, taking the content of that opinion or that memory, that idea, to be absolutely true. And we establish the attention in the present using objects of concentration like listening to the nada sound or following the breath, to establish that basis of clear attention, steadiness. But the point of meditation is not just to focus on a single object. That's a means to an end. Ideally, we move the practice towards making the whole of the present moment the object of awareness. We use a single simple object, like the breath, to lock the attention into the present. Once the attention is locked in, steady, then we can expand the focus from one single object like the breath or the nada sound or our footsteps, to include all objects. All that arises takes shape, is known within the present. Whether it's simple, like the breath, or complicated, like doing the washing up or tidying up our space. So in these sittings, sitting meditation, walking meditation, as the attention becomes more steadily established, firm, and consciously expand the field of attention to include the sounds that we hear, the thoughts that arise, the feelings in the body, all of the different patterns that make up this present reality. To sustain the open space of awareness, to let those different impressions, thoughts, moods arise, take shape, and dissolve within that space. Being that open and knowing space, receptive, unbiased, open. Receiving a sound, a feeling, a memory, a mood, a thought. Receiving it with an open heart, knowing it, letting it go. Just like the lungs breathe in the air, absorb the oxygen, let go of the carbon dioxide. And that oxygen is the source of life, sustains our physical being. So too, with the mind, we can breathe in each moment, take it in. And the knowing of that moment is like the breath of life itself. Mindfulness is the path to the deathless. Heedlessness is the path to death. And true mindfulness, appamada, heedfulness, it's the source of real life. So in each moment, taking in its qualities, its patterns, knowing it, letting it go. Just like the lungs breathing in the air, breathing out. Let your own heart, your open heart, breathe in each moment. Take it in, know it, let it all go. We use the reflections on anicca, dukkha, anatta to help oil the wheels, as it were, to help lubricate the process of the mind. Because it gets stuck, just like the wheels in an engine get stuck when there's not enough oil. Or they rub against each other, create friction, heat. So too, in the mind, when a feeling of irritation, being upset with someone in the community, the memory of a conflict, the mind absorbs into it. There's heat. Or fear about the future. What's going to happen? Where will I go? What will I do? What will happen to me? There's friction, heat. Each of us has a different sets of perceptions and feelings, memories, ideas. Different conditioning. So the mind gets caught on different things. For one person it's sense desire, another person it's irritation, complaining, another person it's fear, someone else it's memory, longing for the past that's gone, someone else is imagining the future, another person it's feelings in the body. Fear about our health or illness. Moment by moment, it changes for each one of us. So the reflections on anicca, dukkha, anatta these are like oil in the wheels. When the mind goes, but he shouldn't have done that. We can reflect that thought, he shouldn't have done that, is anicca, dukkha, anatta. It's an arisen thought. It has a shape, a form, a tone. It arises, passes away. It doesn't have an owner. The thought, what's going to happen to me? What will the future bring? That thought arises, passes away. Regret about the past. I shouldn't have done that. That was so awful, so bad, so unforgivable. That regret arises, passes away. And even though it's got our name written heavily on it, that name is not self. The feeling of I is not self. It's just a feeling. When these reflections are applied, picking up the moods and impressions, thoughts, sensations, and asking, who does this feeling belong to? Does this pain have an owner? This problem, this doubt, is it me? Is it mine? Is it changing? This fantasy, is it completely satisfying? Can it be kept? Can it stay pleasant forever? Can it? This is what we call reflective thought. You're using the capacity to think and consider, to explore, investigate. The Dhamma Vichaya, investigation of reality. Yoniso Manasikara, wise reflection. We're using these capacities of the mind to help notice where those points of friction get formed. To know them, apply the oil, put the grease in the wheels. Is this changing? Does it have an owner? Is this me? Is this mine? So we're using thought to help dissolve the habits of identification. The Buddha used the symbol of a thorn. He said it's like if you've trodden on a thorn, you've got a thorn stuck in your foot, you can use another thorn to dig it out. You can use the sharp point of a second thorn to dig out the thorn that is embedded in your foot. Using thought to dig out the attachment to thought. Using a thought to dig out attachment to a memory, a feeling, a mood. That which knows depression is not depressed. That which knows excitement is not excited. That which knows fear is not afraid. That which knows memory, nostalgia, is not a memory. So we're using reflective thought not to try and figure everything out or come up with long explanations, but just like a thorn to dig out another thorn. When there's the reflection, does this memory have an owner? Can it be kept? Can it be perfectly pleasing? Then for a moment, in that moment, its solidity dissolves, its emptiness is seen. Sunyata. A feeling, a thought. The idea, is empty, like a water bubble, a mirage, like a lump of foam on the river. There's a shape but no substance, a form but no heart. Like an onion, all leaves but no stem. When that emptiness is recognized, let the heart simply stay with that. When there's a recognition, oh, it's just an opinion, it's just a shape, arises, does its thing, fades away, that's all. Let your attention stay with the space after the form has dissolved, after it's been seen as transparent. To stay with that quality of spaciousness, emptiness, formlessness. In that moment of clear seeing, seeing through, seeing the transparency of a thought or a memory, a desire, there's spaciousness, peacefulness, brightness. Let the attention rest in that, be that. No need to fill it up with anything, no need to do anything with it, no need to make anything of it or claim an identity with it. Just in that moment of clear seeing, let the mind know its own nature. Peaceful, clear, limitless. Not being anything, not doing anything. The nature of what is, knowing itself, is this way. A Dhamma aware of its own nature, it's this way. Completely simple. Peaceful. Completely normal.